All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Spending a few minutes now with Temple head football coach Rod Carey. His squad coming off a very impressive defensive performance this past Thursday. Smothered South Florida down in Tampa 17-7. Next up, back home to welcome Tulane to town on Saturday. And coach, the two games leading up to South Florida, the defense has struggled. I know you said that the problems were fixable, and boy, that unit really came to play. You're playing a different team, obviously, so it's a whole different set of circumstances. But for your unit, what did they do so much better on Thursday that maybe had been lacking the couple weeks before?
Well, they did their jobs individually, and when everybody does their own job, then collectively it works better together. And that's something that we had not done enough of in the two previous weeks, and certainly felt good about the performance we got last Thursday.
Was there a little bit of a chip on the shoulder that their pride was hurt a little bit and they wanted to fire back?
Oh, absolutely. But you have to take that emotion and put it into execution, because if it's just raw emotion, you won't get the result you want. But they took the emotion and put it with execution. Like you say, nice chip on their shoulder and, got things going again. Now you got to erase that and we're on to the next.
How do you handle, it's interesting, these Thursday games, when you win them, and then it's almost like a little mini bye after it. How did you handle it coming out of it?
Well, we're at such a late point in the season. You know, we had the bye week before and then the mini bye after, like you alluded to, is that, we took some time off. We got to get healthy. Time, there's no substitute for time. And so when you have 9 days before you play, you take some time at this point in the season.
Mentioning being healthy, are there any kids that maybe the window's open to return coming into this Tulane game?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that Ray Davis will play. I'm hopeful that Benny Walls will play. IGM and Picozzi are out, and we have a few other guys that are out as well. But I'm hopeful for those two right now.
So as you look at the home stretch of the season here that starts with Tulane, what's the message to the team? What's really the focus here down the stretch?
Well, it hasn't changed, and it's not going to. It's one game at a time. It's one practice at a time. The difference between good and great is really pretty easy. Can you focus on what's right in front of you? And if you can focus on what's right in front of you and do the best you can at that, those are the great teams. We haven't been that yet this year. We have at times, but we haven't been consistently enough. And we got to find out if we can do that this week against a really good opponent.
Tulane 6-3, another team that has put up some big offensive numbers. What are they bringing to the table?
A dynamic running attack with five or six running backs and then a quarterback that can go as well. And then some really nice skill players and a tough offensive line. And then they play an attacking style of defense. So it all fits together for them, and they're really well coached.
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers, and there are big runs, as you mentioned, five, six guys up and down the roster. It's almost interesting. Their rushing numbers almost look like a lot of teams' receiving numbers, just with the number of guys that have multiple touches. Scheme-wise, what do they do that gets everybody involved like this?
Well, when you have a quarterback you can do that can also run, they do a bunch of things. So they'll play some zone read game, play some midline game, play some old school wing T game, certainly some design quarterback runs in there. They have a very, very multiple offense that you can see they've been working on for 3 years to get accomplished, and they certainly have done that.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.